Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey. The Bird Show.
You ever been on a flight before where you got a kid behind you that's playing peekaboo? That's really fun for about 10 seconds. And then after about 10 minutes, you're like, leave me alone.
It's not even fun for the 10 seconds for me.
No, you don't even like that?
I give him about 2 seconds.
And then you got some kids that are just out of hand. Then you got some kids that are yelling. And look, and I've got kids. And I know when I'm flying also that I know it's uncomfortable for you guys flying without kids. I'm uncomfortable by it. So
it's terrifying. The first time I flew with Jimmy, I was like, I was in a sheer like anxiety attack the entire time because I didn't want to infringe on anybody else's peace of mind. And I was like, please behave, please behave. And thank God, I'm just fortunate he did great.
You could feel like the hairy eyeball look those in the gate area that are like, oh God, that kid, I hope I'm not sitting. But they seem like nice people, but I do not want to sit next to a kid.
So when, if they're under two, they can still sit in your lap, okay? You can have infant in arms is what the ticket says, right? So I splurge and do Comfort Plus because it's going to be two of us sitting in a seat. And plus, I'm not having to buy two, whatever. And we're in the section and this man made a comment to me about, you know, well, yeah, it might as well be comfortable if he's going to cry the whole flight or something.
Wow.
Right.
What
right.
A G.
And I really? Look at him and I go, he won't do that.
Oof.
Like straight up looked at him. He won't do that.
Ooh, you burned his.
Whatever. Wait.
He'll never be the same.
He walked past me and then we got off the plane and I'm waiting there for the stroller to get delivered to us. And he walks past me and I just look at him and he goes, you were right.
How about that?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
It's the words we all like to hear.
You were right.
So there's this Turkish-Dutch airline that in November is knocking around the idea of adult section part of their planes. No kids up there at all, mostly for business travelers.
Most passengers can relate to this story. It's a stressful day of long lines or delays. You board your flight looking for some reprieve, only to be sat next to a crying baby. Some airlines are testing the waters to see if flyers would be willing to pay an extra fee to sequester themselves away from any children.
Okay. I mean, I'm not mad at it.
Me neither.
Even as a parent, I'm not mad at it, right? Here are a bunch of travelers saying that they don't think that they're going to take advantage of it.
I like to see people around me. I love to see kids.
I just recently traveled and I was next to a baby for 9 hours. It didn't bother me, though, because I just would put AirPods in and I'd watch a movie. If anything, what annoys me are adults, not children.
Thank you.
I'm with him.
Bless you, man.
Yeah. And it's not that much more. You can pay only $50 per seat to be in this section, $110 if you want some more legroom. But that's like a 9-hour flight, and they're offering it from somewhere in Turkey to Curacao, I think. But it's the first of its kind.
You know why I really love this? And I'm a parent too, and so I'm all for it because I think for a long time parents feel out of place when they go out in public with kids. Like the kids are always disturbing the peace or annoying somebody when really it should be you live in a society, kids are part of it. That's the default. So then for adults to have their own spaces carved out where they can escape that, I think is a really great healthy thing, but I also think it's shifting toward society being more accepting of children in normal public spaces.
I saw this story on my Instagram feed and they had a picture of Michael Jordan with the story. And I went to the comments because I'm like, the comments will explain to me why Michael Jordan is there. And then I went over to Mo and I showed him. I go, here's the story. Do you know why they put a picture of Michael Jordan with it?
And I said, yes, because it's an infamous meme of Michael Jordan. Anytime you see that face, it means F them kids.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because remember the shoe story?
It stems from when Mike was at a camp once, and there were kids all around watching him shoot. And he had told the kids, if I miss one shot, all of these kids get a free pair of Air Jordans. And he made every single shot, every single one, nothing but net. So the kids were sitting there like they were cheering at first. And then you can kind of see the kids just start almost crying toward the end, like, really? And he did not care.
And these were like underprivileged kids, right?
Yes. So they, Mike did not care one bit.
And he said that to somebody, right? He actually said that verbatim.
Did he say? I don't know if he said. Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't know if he said it. I think he said it without saying it.
He was so competitive, he couldn't even give his shoes away to miss a shot.
No, it wouldn't cost him anything. Like, Nike's paying for it. He still didn't miss a shot.
So he didn't say it to Chris Paul?
I don't think so. I think Chris Paul just ran with that, and then it just his infamous face. It just became like F
yeah.
them kids.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they should name this section. Just have Jordan's face right there in the section, so you know what you just paid for. Right? All right, Cassie. So who's in real trouble here for booking a guy's night on a birthday or a wedding anniversary? Which one was it?
So it was my friend's birthday, and her birthday was on a Saturday. And this is not me. We have birthdays very close together. Her birthday was on a Saturday, and she had plans like with the family to celebrate that night. They're going to do dinner with her husband and her children. And then on the Friday, she gets home and she's looking forward to hanging out with her husband and finds out that he has scheduled a guy's game night that Friday night before her birthday. And she's like, what? It is my birthday weekend. I thought we were going to hang out together.
Weekend?
Yes, because okay. Well, this is the debate. If your birthday's on a Saturday, do you get the entire weekend or do you just get the one day? So she said, okay, fine then. She hired a babysitter and she goes, I'm going out with my friends to celebrate my birthday then. And she did. And she went out. She hired a sitter and went out with her friends. And the whole time her husband's like, you know, I guess I could come hang out with you guys. And she's like, no, you're NFI. You're not invited. So you get to stay home and play your little game. And I'm going to go out and celebrate my birthday with everybody else.
So she went out on Friday night, not her birthday, Saturday night. She went out the same night he did.
Right.
Okay.
But not until after he told her he was going out. She was like, all right, screw you. I'm going to get a babysitter and I'm going to go out too.
Okay. I think people fall into one of two categories. It's like you want to, you're not even comfortable celebrating your birthday, right? So you almost try to hide it. And there are others that are like, hey, you remember, in 30 days, it's my birthday. Mm-hmm. So clearly she is like, hey, celebrate me all weekend.
Well, no, that's the weird thing. She's actually one of the most selfless people I know. And her husband is like the sweetest, kindest, nicest person. So it's more like, I like to call them stupidity leaks from like the movie Scream, like stupidity leak, like you just didn't think about it. And they already had plans to celebrate her birthday.
On Saturday.
Yeah, but she really, I mean, and this is what I love about this couple is they like hanging out with each other and spending time with each other.
Ew.
Despite being married and having children. You know, at that point, you're like, God, stay away from me. But I thought, I agree with her. I'm like, no, the Friday should have been kept open for activities for your birthday weekend. And having a guy's night on your birthday weekend feels like a misstep.
Mo is literally trying to shut his lips to where the words don't come out.
He's biting his lip.
Go ahead.
This is something I could definitely see myself being in trouble for. If I'm in a relationship and we have not planned something for that entire weekend of your birthday, if we did, obviously everything's off the table. If we have not, Friday is open.
Yes.
Your birthday is on Saturday.
Agreed.
So Saturday is the day that I'm leaving open on my schedule.
But you're going to go out with the guys. I need you at 100% on Saturday. I don't need you at 30% on Saturday because you went out with the guys the night before and had one cocktail too many.
You're going to be a man at night. You got to be a man in the morning.
That's not
a problem.
Yeah. Don't forget you got kids though too.
Making her watch the kids while you go have a game night on her birthday weekend.
Well, I don't understand this concept of a birthday weekend.
Right.
You get a birthday.
It's called
day,
a birthday.
Unless we have established, right, that it's the whole weekend. I mean, why start there? Or why stop there? Let's make it a birthday week or a birthday month or a birthday 6 months if you don't talk about it.
Don't even call it a birthday. In fact, it should be a birth month. Happy birth month.
The whole year. Sorry, your birthday.
Yeah, happy birth year.
But if you're not establishing it, I don't see the offense.
I'm on her team.
Yeah, this sounds like a guy-girl split, Abby.
I'm on her team, too. I feel like, especially because if her birthday's on a weekend, you get that whole weekend. My opinion, if you get a couple of Saturdays or a couple of Sundays, a lifetime, you get to claim them when they come around.
Go ahead.
And also, fun fact, like, if your birthday's on a Monday, you also get the weekend because hardly anybody celebrates their birthday on a Monday, so you need to make sure that you plan accordingly.
You get the weekend it touches.
Yes.
We would say, like, okay, your birthday's on Monday, so when do you want to celebrate this weekend?
Exactly.
And you would pick a date. Unless she says, well, how about all weekend? Then I know.
100%.
Nah, if it's touching a weekend or on a weekend, you get the whole weekend. If it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're screwed.
If that man would have went out on Wednesday, he would have still had a problem.
Man, that is the absolute truth. Now, I don't really see the argument. I guess it's a gender thing here. Like, you want to be celebrated all weekend, even though it's not established.
But she just wanted to hang out with him and not have to, like, I hate to say babysit your own kids, but on your weekend, that's your weekend to be free and not have to do that stuff. Yeah, I guess it's just a split.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a split.
I'll make sure she never sends this segment to her husband.
It's the Bird Show.
Hey, the Bird Show.
She's been trying to lose weight for a long period of time. Our producer, Rebecca, has taken that weight off. And she's saying, you know what? It's not all that it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Worth it? Maybe. Society at large kind of treats me better and I can breathe easier, but
there's some pluses.
Yeah, I don't know. There are actually a lot of downsides that people don't really realize when they start their weight loss journey that maybe I wish I knew.
So I am curious because I know you joked about it, but I don't know if there's any seriousness to it at all. Do people treat you differently since you lost some weight?
Yes, but it's kind of hard to quantify because it's kind of just vibes, sort of. Mm-hmm. Because I was thin for most of my life. I gained a significant amount of weight, like about 50 pounds within the span of a year, my junior year of college. And the difference between just people I didn't know, how they treated me, it's like I almost became invisible when I gained a lot of weight. Like people didn't open doors for me as much. People were just not as kind to me in general, but it's not something that I can be like, okay, that stranger is definitely treating me that way because I'm overweight now.
Mm, yeah.
I see.
It's just kind of a consensus.
You can feel it. All right.
Yes.
And if you're wondering like, oh, what's her secret to losing weight?
Cancer.
Yeah. Get yourself a little tongue cancer.
Yeah. It's funny. If you get a fourth of your tongue cut out, it makes it harder to eat.
Oh, no.
You know, you could have just done Ozempic, okay? You just have to go to these lengths.
That's true.
That was an option.
This might be healthier.
I think so. Yeah. So about a year and a half ago, I was at my heaviest weight. And so in the span of that time today, I have lost 49 pounds.
What?
Wow.
49.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I almost said 50, but I have integrity as a journalist. I can't round up.
I'm curious to know, for people who are not familiar, like, with the cancer journey you've had this past year, when they see you and they're like, oh, girl, you look great. You lost weight. How did you do it? Are you just like, no, like, this cancer?
Oh, that's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. I figured.
Seeing people's faces fall when I say, yeah, the secret is cancer. Yeah. It's pretty funny. But no, they're being nice and I appreciate it. I realized kind of quickly that there are some downsides that I didn't expect. And this was all kind of inspired by what happened a couple weeks ago when I was trying to go to sleep. Now, I had just bought a new mattress and I was so excited to get in bed and feel so comfortable. And that night I was just tossing and turning and I could not get comfy. And I was like, what is in this mattress that is like poking me so hard? I cannot get comfortable. It was my bones.
Haven't felt those in a while.
Yeah, my rib cage, I can just suddenly feel. I just didn't have the cushion anymore. So that kind of inspired me to make a brief list of qualms that I have now that I've lost some weight.
Okay.
Number one, you would think that clothes would fit better, but whose clothes? Not mine. Mm-hmm. I'm Bella Hadid now, and I can't fit the clothes that used to fit me.
You know, I'm curious about a mentality here, right? Okay, so you lose the weight. The clothes don't fit anymore. Do you immediately get rid of those clothes, or is the mentality that, well, maybe I'll put the weight back on, maybe I'll need it, or is it a shut door?
I feel like I'm in the middle right now. I feel like I could definitely give my clothes away, and I think that I'm sort of teetering onto that edge, but I have not pulled the trigger yet.
Okay.
They're kind of in a box, and I'm just thinking, okay, am I going to get there? I don't think I am, hence the tongue, making it harder to eat.
Yeah.
But,
Still don't have taste?
I can taste because I have the majority of my, like, native tongue, and your mouth has taste buds, too.
Okay.
But yeah, the arm tongue can't taste.
Yeah, right. The graph on the arm. Yeah,
there's no taste buds on your wrist. Yeah. Therefore, there's not going to be any taste buds on that part.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. And then number two, now that I have nary a summer short nor skirt, clothes are really expensive.
Mm.
And I don't have the money to just go and buy like a whole new wardrobe. Plus, I'm still kind of losing weight. So I don't really know where my body's going to land. Like, I got to wait for the scale to, like, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's expensive. Number three, I'm really cold. Now I, like, need a cardigan, like, when I'm, like, sitting in studio or, like, sitting in, like, an office or something. And I used to be, like, much more well-insulated. Like, yeah, I need cardigans now. And kind of similarly, I don't float very well anymore.
not as buoyant?
I'm not buoyant anymore. I can't just kind of float in a pool just like enjoying my peace. I'll sink, and that's a hazard. Oh, wait, this one really sucks. People sit next to me now on public transportation.
Oh, that's the worst.
That is awful. I guess when you're overweight, people are like, they're afraid for some reason that maybe like the fat is catching or something, but they don't want to sit next to you. I guess they think you'll like impede their space or something. It's annoying, but also I like my space. So and now I don't have it anymore. Yeah.
These observations are fabulous, by the way.
And finally, I used to have a pot belly, which, you know, I was fine with. I thought it was kind of cute, actually. Mm-hmm. It jutted out and it was like round and firm. And now I have a plastic bag belly. Okay. It's like someone threw a bunch of Jello into a Ziploc bag and just shook it up really hard. Because no one talks about sagging skin is not a joke when you lose weight. And now I'm like, which was better? I don't know.
Hey, The Burt Show. Within a year of you getting your boob job, your marriage was over. That sound right to you guys? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. So there is a dating expert that's online right now that says that she was having like some thoughts about her boobs. They weren't sitting as high as she wanted them to anymore.
Gravity's a bitch.
Right? So she says in a moment of weakness, she calls it, she visits this cosmetic surgeon and just gets a consultation for a boob job, right? So again, she said she wanted, you know, they were sitting a little low on her, a little saggy. She has a guy best friend that had made fun of them and it got into her head. So she goes to this cosmetic surgeon just to get a consultation. And somehow over the conversation, when she's sitting there with the doctor, he reveals that about half of his married patients who get their boobs done end up leaving their husbands within a year. She's like, what? So she goes to another plastic surgeon because now she's interested in that conversation, but also interested in getting a second opinion. And that doctor says the exact same thing, that about half of women that are married that come in to get that specific cosmetic surgery, their marriages are over within a year.
This has to be indicative of something else.
Well, she talked to a couple of therapists about it, also talked to the doctors about it. And what they said was that they didn't feel attractive anymore. They didn't feel like their husbands were attracted to them anymore. And that's where it started for them. So they weren't fulfilled physically, which made them feel like they weren't fulfilled emotionally. And when they got that done, it did something to trigger this awareness that my husband's not attracted to me and I'm not attracted to him anymore.
Wow.
That's interesting.
So I'm wondering if you guys have gone through this and this was the case for you or not. 1-855-BIRCHA. And we could use the voices, guys, or if you want also.
Yeah, the article says that the surgeon said that these women are usually overlooked by husbands who once desired them, most complaining that they're now seen as mothers and house cleaners.
That would freak me out. If I'm a dude and I'm listening to this and I am married and my wife is going to go in for surgery, you got about a year left.
Well, I would be more concerned if I were like, I think it's eye-opening. Like listening to this, it's eye-opening for couples that if you're going to do a surgery like that, what are the real reasons behind doing it?
Right.
And if you aren't feeling desired by your husband anymore, it's a very important conversation you need to have him as to how to get yourself out of that hole before it's too late.
All right. Today is follow-up Thursday. It is Thursday. So this is the day that we dedicate. When you guys hit us up with an email and you're like, Bircho, whatever happened to blank? We do the research. We get you guys some answers. In this case, it was after finding out that her fiance cheated, she was faced with a really tough decision, return his grandmother's ring or sell it for cash. And I think, I can't quite remember, but was this the one where the parents were giving a hard time also? Or is that a different one?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but this original story is from August 7th of last year, and our listener wishes to continue to remain anonymous. But after finding out that her fiance was cheating on her for years, she called off the engagement. Then she was faced with a dilemma because she had to decide whether she wanted to return the engagement ring or not. But it wasn't any ordinary engagement ring. It was a heirloom that belonged to his grandmother on his mother's side. So initially she wanted to give it back, but she also thought the 2 years that she wasted with him was worth something. So maybe she should keep the ring. Abby and I suggested that she just move forward with her life and return the ring. Bert, you suggested she sell the ring and use the money for a nice solo vacation. And Kristen took it a step further, suggesting that she tell him who she sold the ring to. And if he wanted it back, he would have to pay them. So whose advice did she end up taking?
Well, it took me some time, but I came around to the idea of just taking the high road. In returning the ring to my ex. Letting go of that little reminder of our relationship felt like a huge weight off my shoulders. It was like closing the door on a chapter of my life that I came to wish never happened. The universe works in a funny way. The very next day after giving my ex back the ring, I met someone. He's the total opposite of my ex, which makes it feel like he is my reward for putting up with so much and then still doing the right thing and taking the high road. If I could do anything differently, I wish I had ended things with my ex way sooner. There had always been signs, even early on. As things continued to get worse, I shouldn't have held on. I've learned now to always walk away from a situation that doesn't feel right. Giving it time never fixes a situation that just isn't meant to be. Thanks for being interested. Love you guys.
Your gut doesn't lie. In a case like this.
It's like you always say, you always end up going back to your authentic self one way or another.
Yep.
Yeah, but even if she had sold that ring, don't you think she still would have met that dude?
No, the universe would have been like, screw you. Yeah. No, you're sweating.
You were already rewarded in cash. I'm not giving you a man.
You could have had a cash and a man.
No, you can't be rich and in love. The universe has to balance it out somehow.
You can't have it all, Kristen. You cannot. All right, so getting back to the original question here, an observation by this one dating expert that says, look, you're on the clock. Your marriage is on the clock. If you get a boob job while you're married, half of them are going to end.
Because not one, but two surgeons told her, yes, of my patients who came in and got boob jobs while they were currently married, they ultimately got divorced.
Emily, you were on The Voice Disguiser. Did you find this true or not?
This was true for me.
Yeah. So
after kids, I needed that, I think, and
so you weren't being like fulfilled and you weren't feeling like your husband was into you as much, and at that point did you realize that the disconnection was too far?
Yeah, so I didn't know if it was me or him, but I felt like I needed something to make me feel better, and then maybe then I would feel better about us, and that didn't seem to happen after.
So you got divorced after the boob job.
Yeah. I thought it was just I needed something in my brain to feel better. But even after that, I was still.
I appreciate
Hey, but you have nice new boobs. There Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's a silver lining. The silicone, lining. Hey, Lauren, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
Thanks for having me on.
Say again.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Okay, the theory here is that if you get a boob job while you're married, the marriage is on the clock, about a year away.
Yes, I am currently getting a divorce. And I got my boob job two years ago.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, all 2 years.
And what do you think plays into this statistic here? Did you fall into the same where you had kids, weren't feeling attractive, husband wasn't viewing you the same way?
I did not have children. I was unable to, but I think the biggest thing was a new self-confidence. I never had any. And so even when I was getting them, he was like, once you get them, you're going to leave me. And that ultimately did occur. I think it was just that something else that women need to help them feel better.
Huh. Any of this make sense to you guys?
Yeah, like I said, I think it was just indicative of something deeper. Mm-hmm. So before you go through with that, you know, really, really dig deep into your own feelings and also into your relationship to see, am I doing this for me? Am I doing this for him? Am I doing this for us? Like, am I trying to do this to try to fix us? Because a boob job is not going to fix your relationship.
Hey, The Burt Show.